In a recent Doonesbury strip, cartoonist Gary Trudeau's long-suffering journalist Rick gets a phone call from a John Miller. Wasn't John Miller the name Donald Trump admitted to using as an alias in 1990? Well, anywho, John tells Rick that his boss, Mr. Trump, has a new nickname for Hillary Clinton. Disgusting, horrible Hillary. A double nickname. How beautiful is that? Nobody wins with nicknames more than Mr. Trump. It's unbelievable. I say, Mr. Trump, enough with the beautiful nicknames. I have to beg him to stop. That I can tell you. Gary Trudeau has been skewering Donald Trump for 30 years, and he's now compiled all of the strips in the book Huge, with a Y. And Gary joins us from New York. Hi.
Hi.
You know, I've been looking through the book, and I just can't find the introduction in which you write, wow, I was so wrong. This guy actually could be president. Man, my apologies. I don't find that.
No. There's no apology. I've been tracking his presidential aspirations ever since the fall of 1987. And then, of course, there was 2000, 2012. And I think 2012, where he found his subject matter, which was the birther movement, was the dry run. He got, if you'll recall, a 40% approval rating in a imaginary match between him and Obama. And I think that fed the grandiosity to the point where, so maybe next time around I'll really go for it.
Well, and he did. But my point is, you know, in some ways his followers are saying you were wrong. I mean, you've been mocking him and mocking him and mocking him. And he's about an inch away from becoming president of the United States.
Well, I can't be blamed, can I? I mean, I really did try to warn people.
Well, let's tell people why, because you mentioned 1987. That's when the then 41-year-old Donald Trump, seemingly out of the blue, bought a full-page ad in several major newspapers. It was called an open letter from Donald J. Trump. Few people took him seriously, but it's really interesting to see some of that letter now. A lot of the language from then, it's a catastrophe, it's a disaster, the world is laughing at American politicians, you know, the U.S. is on the wrong course. It's the same language.
It is the same, but I think if you go through the years and look at the positions he's taken over the 30 years, you'll find he's come down on pretty much every side of every issue. I've got a Sunday coming up in which I created that list. I actually researched it. And it's astonishing how many issues he's been on both sides, so much so that under the right circumstances, he might conceivably have run as a Democrat. He could have put together that portfolio too if he'd wanted to. You know, it had been more Bernie-like. But he did create the foundation for the Trumpian philosophy long ago, as you point out. But he could have also been a Democrat.
Well, but would you have – you're known as being left-leaning. Would you have still mocked him as mercilessly?
Oh, of course. I mean, it would be comedy malpractice not to.
Let's talk about a strip from the 80s. You have him on his yacht, which, as you remind us, he didn't like to take out – he didn't like the ocean, right?
No, he didn't like ocean travel, so he parked it in front of his casinos while they were still solvent. And I gather the high rollers would go out and take a tour.
I mean, there really is this yacht, and you have him on it. And
the Trump Princess.
The Trump Princess. He's talking about the quality of the bathroom fixtures, the walls, the private sun deck, the wife. Over there, that's my wife. Look at that quality.
Right. I'm going to leave the women and children alone, if that's okay with you.
Well, it's his view of them. Is it his cadence? What was it that as a cartoonist you loved?
Well, he was a kind of standalone, right out of the box tune as a person. And so he's the only person in public life that I actually drafted into the strip. Just kind of as he was, as he looked, complete with his mannerisms and his unique speaking style and his grandiosity and hyperbole and all of that. I didn't have to change a thing, and I just brought him into the strip, and he was kind of welcomed as a colleague by the other characters in the strip, and I just intertwined their lives with his and without having to make any adjustments. And I can't think of anybody else in public life. The closest I came, of course, was with Hunter Thompson and Duke, but that was more of a straight-ahead parody. You know, Hunter was where I started, and then the character took on a lot. life of its own. I've never tried to make Trump anything but Trump.
Well, and it sounds as if in many cases you are lifting from his words. I mean, there's a panel I love. It's later. I think it's in the 90s maybe. Oh, no, it's in the 2010s. This is junior high with the Donnie. So you have Donald Trump at a junior high lunch table, you know, drinking out of a carton milk. And he's talking about the candidates as if they were his schoolmates. Carly's a disaster. Am I right? Look at that face. She's a two at best. When I start dating, I'm only going to go out with 12s. And they'll be stacked like you wouldn't believe. It's a lot of this.
It's just reportage.
It's his voice.
you don't have to change it much.
Here's another panel. Again, this is the lunch table. This guy, Marcos, Marky, whatever, total lightweight, sweats constantly, has some condition. It's horrible, very sad. You hate to see it. Those are his words.
Yeah. I've just put them in the grade school context they belonged in.
Again, we're speaking with Gary Trudeau. This is his opinion on Donald Trump. But, you know, perhaps we should have some response. And so I'm going to go to the back of your book. A low blow by a sleazeball, a third-rate talent who got lucky, a jerk, a total loser. This is equal time for Donald Trump. This is what he says about you. Too bad that he's allowed to write this garbage. A third-rate talent trying to get publicity on my back. Really? Are these the things he said about you over the years? And you put them on the back of your book?
Well, we put them in chronological orders. You can see in the beginning, if you read the early ones, he pretends to be flattered by it. And he says, people tell me I should be flattered. And I think he was initially confused because there was nothing remotely flattering about how I was portraying him. But I think his friends were saying, oh, you're in the comics, so that's a cool thing. And very quickly he concluded it wasn't. But of course, you know, as he sort of struck out at me in the tabloids and the local gossip columns, you know, that's music to my ears. I mean, for somebody in the ridicule business, you want that blowback. I mean, that's helpful because it sort of proves your point.
Well, Gary Trudeau, 15 years before The Apprentice debuted on TV, you put Trump in a reality TV show in your strip. Your character Zonka enrolled in Trump University before the lawsuits?
Yes. Both Zonka and I were pretty naive about that. We thought he was going to get a decent education. But he actually dropped out. He felt he wasn't getting much out of it. And he transferred to Beck University, which also had a more attractive price point. It was $69.95, whereas Trump was asking, you know, way outside his budget.
Well, what are you saying here? Are you saying I'm prescient? Or, my gosh, I made this all up in my wildest dreams. I never thought it would come true that anybody else would pay attention to Trump University or that he'd have a show.
But these weren't things that I made up. I mean, I obviously created a narrative around them. But Trump University existed. And usually I look to the Donald for guidance as to you know, what I would be writing about.
Well, we should say you also mock Hillary Clinton. You have your perennially army fatigue clad ace reporter, Roland Headley at Fox, did an expose on the daily entries into the Clinton frenemy database. Yeah. Is it possible, though, that Donald Trump is maybe sucking in the way that he takes the oxygen out of the room, he's taking maybe others out of your panels?
Absolutely. He's done this to everybody. I mean, he's done it to you guys. He's done it to every news organization or anyone who comments. Is you can't get him out of your head. It's like having this big orange cowbell in your head, and it's impossible to focus on anything else. I've just written 4 Sundays in a row on Trump, and that's – you know, that makes no sense at all because, you know, I'm only doing the Sundays now. So why wouldn't I want to mix up my pitches? Mm-hmm. And I have all these other characters to service. But you just can't look away. You can't look away.
What's your favorite?
Well, I think probably – I mean, just because it's still fresh in my mind is when he pitches his Trump brand insults to middle schoolers. And I list all the insults that he's used on his Twitter feed since last August. I was only able to use, you know, 50 or 60 of them, and there were 500. But I thought, why wouldn't he brand that? I mean, they have a certain quality. You know, there are phrases like nasty with lies. Well, who says that, nasty with lies? So there's no reason in the world why he wouldn't want to copyright that and sell it to children for use in the cafeteria.
Here's the strip. You've got two kids pointing at each other in the cafeteria. And we know it's a cafeteria because it's a straw in a cup. oh, yeah, well, you're a, and then the kid says, a what? And enter Donald Trump. Hey, kids, tired of getting killed on insults in the cafeteria? Then start fighting back with my quality Trump brand insults. Choose from over 500 minutes and you've got them. Lightweight, embarrassment, choker, totally corrupt, totally flawed, not nice, zero talent, blowhard, spoiled brat. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you can't make it up. You didn't make it up.
Don't have to, no. You just have to position it right. Turn it into comedy.
That's Gary Trudeau, the cartoonist behind the Pulitzer Prize-winning Doonesbury comic strip. His new compilation of Donald Trump-inspired comics is called Huge with a Y. Have you heard from Mr. Trump?
Not recently. But I'm hoping this will flush him out. We'll sell millions and millions of copies, I'm sure.
So you're saying, please, Donald Trump, please talk about my book.
He's been helpful in the past.
Take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
And now a few more of the quality Trump brand insults lifted straight from Donald Trump's tweets.
Well, you're unattractive and disgusting.
You're a low-class slob.
Know-nothing, incompetent.
Goofball, atheist, lightweight.
Failing fool, disaster.
Biased, kooky, awkward.
Dummy, clown, dumb.
Grubby, wacko, third-rate, dishonest, hopeless.
Basket case, overrated, terrible, ridiculous.
Dummy, clown, dumb, clueless, terrible, overrated, and deceptive.
Dishonest, hopeless, crude, worthless, hater, and racist.
Low-class slob, really pathetic.
Real nut job, blowhard, major sleaze.